It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. Another Tracy Show Dad Joke Friday ready to go for you here on this 25th day of April. Greg Carlson joins us from his office in Tracy. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Heath. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Dad Joke Friday to you and everybody out there. Why don't you kick it off for us here this morning, if you would be so kind.
Absolutely. My wife, you know, she was born to be a pessimist.
Oh, was she?
Well, after all, her blood type is B negative.
Oh, boy. Well, I've got a buddy who speaks Spanish, and I've been texting him the word mucho every day for the last 5 years, Greg.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, it means a lot to him.
Of course it does, yeah. Mucho. Oh, well, for my next trick, I will push a bunch of percussion instruments down a hill.
Oh, really?
A drum roll, please.
Oh, boy.
Glad you were able to catch on to that one so quickly.
Hey, what did Spartacus say when a lion ate his wife?
Oh, I don't know. What did he say?
Nothing. He was gladiator.
I like it. Well, I just got, I don't know if I told you this, but I just got canned from my job as a dishwasher. I kept putting the plates and bowls in the wrong order.
Oh, really?
Well, my boss reckons that I am dishlexic.
Oh, dishlexic. Son of a gun. Not good for a dishwasher, that's for sure. I was out at my folks the other day, and their internet connection was really spotty, so I moved the router out to the horse barn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now they've got stable Wi-Fi.
It's that simple. It's that easy.
Easy, yeah.
Heath, do you struggle to keep your eyes open after using your iPad?
Sometimes, I suppose, maybe.
Well, there's a nap for that.
Oh, there is a nap for that.
Oh, remember that old
phrase? I do remember that commercial. There's a nap for that.
Gosh, that had to be quite a while ago.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah. Well, you know, the Pope passed away here recently. I don't know if I ever told you, but I got to meet the Pope once upon a time.
Oh, really?
I asked him what his favorite country was, and he said, yeah. Francis. Francis, my favorite country.
France is. I got it. Heath, what is the first rule of OCD Club?
The first rule of OCD Club? I'm not sure.
Well, it's to have a second rule, so there's an even number of rules.
Of course. Can't have an odd number. Oh, boy. Hey, why did the hen put her egg under an axe?
Why did the hen put her egg under an axe? Oh, I don't know why.
To hatch it.
Well, at work here, we got some new benefits, but I'm kind of nervous about signing up for my company's 401k.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I've never run that far before.
Oh, man. It's a lot of Ks, that's for sure. Well, I don't know. I feel kind of silly. I always thought the word cesarean started with an S, Greg.
Okay.
But when I looked it up in the dictionary, it was in the C-section.
I see what you did there. Oh, man. Christina, she hates when I make jokes about her weight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she just needs to lighten up.
That simple.
Sorry.
You are in trouble.
Sorry. It's a joke.
Right.
Not true.
Right. What's the difference between an Amish sports drink and a regular sports drink, Greg?
Oh, golly. I've never thought about it. I don't know. What?
Well, Amish sports drinks can't have electrolytes.
Okay. Yeah, I should have thought about that a little harder. Oh, man. I don't think I told you this either, but I'm in a band, and I need to put a shout-out to the guy who played the triangle who played the triangle with our band the last few years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, thanks for everything.
Everything. Every one of them. Oh, boy. Hey, Greg, what's the opposite of irony?
I don't know what.
Wrinkly.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day, Heath. I love the phrase, bear with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it either means please be patient or that zoo heist was a big success.
Exactly.
Just bear with me.
Just bear with me over here. I don't know if you knew this, but did you know that Elmer Fudd sold moonshine during Prohibition?
Some people out there might not even know who Elmer Fudd is.
That's probably true.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but it was whiskey.
I like that one. Whiskey. Oh, man. Let's see here. Christina wanted to brighten up the garden the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she had me plant some bulbs.
Oh, boy. That's a wah, wah. I don't know. I got to tell you this. The nerve of my neighbor who banged on my door at 3:30 this morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, lucky for him, I was still up practicing my drums.
Oh, go to bed, Heath. Go to bed. Well, I got to hear about the one about the boat builder who is showing his son one of the forests that he's got.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard this one.
Well, he turned to him and said, son, one day this will all be oars.
Oars. That's right.
Gotta make that's the oars. It. I'm done for the day. I'm done for the day.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, then I got to tell you about this. I told a joke on Zoom yesterday, and nobody laughed, okay. Greg.
Uh-oh.
And it turns out I'm not even remotely funny.
In person or remote.
That's right. There you go. Dad Joke Friday on the Tracy Show today, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living.